Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
How do you stop environmental criminals? Think toxic waste sites, groundwater pollution, water theft. Well, last week, the EU voted in a new directive that criminalizes what's called ecocide, the destruction of the environment. And backers hope the International Criminal Court will now designate ecocide the fifth international crime after crimes against humanity, war crimes, crimes of aggression, and genocide. Leila Younis is a senior staff writer with our editorial partners at Grist. Hi, Leila.
Hi.
And could you further define ecocide? Is it a one-time spill? Do you have to know that you're doing something wrong?
You do. So the most widely accepted legal definition was developed by this international panel of experts in 2021. And they define it as unlawful acts committed with knowledge that those acts could cause severe and either widespread or long-term damage to the natural world.
Yeah, so widespread and long-term are also in there. There's a lot of overlap, though, with other forms of organized crime, and ecocide is often organized. Things like smuggling and money laundering. Ukraine wants Russia to be prosecuted for ecocide after Russia bombed an important dam. So since there's already international law to prosecute war crimes and other laws that cover other crimes, how is this new law intended to change the legal landscape?
Well, when it comes to war crimes, it's very difficult, and actually no country's ever successfully been able to prosecute an environmental war crime under the ICC's war crimes document, even in pretty clear-cut cases such as Russia's bombing of the Kakhovka Dam. And then when it comes to environmental crime more broadly in the EU, the union's legal code, experts told me, is riddled with vague definitions and a lot of gaps in enforcement that have allowed environmental crimes to go unpunished. For example, the kind of theft of water from a really famous aquifer in Doñana, Spain. So what this law does is it works by providing a list of what they call qualified offenses, which are basically crimes that fall within the law's purview, and they include pollution from ships and the introduction of invasive species, the illegal trading of refrigerant gases, which deplete the ozone layer. And the other really important thing to note here is that this law holds people liable for environmental destruction if they acted with knowledge of the damage their action could cause. And so that basically supersedes any sort of permit. If, you know, the permit issues, it becomes clear that it actually allows for unfettered environmental destruction, the permittee has to stop.
Yeah. Well, as you write, for instance, if you are illegally trading ozone-depleting refrigerants in France, you know you're doing that, and that is a crime. And there are going to be penalties under the new EU directive, jail time. But how widespread is this type of environmental crime? How costly, too?
It's very widespread. The UN Environment Program and Interpol have estimated environmental crime to be the fourth most lucrative illegal activity in the world. And they estimate it at around over $250 billion annually. And more importantly, it's increasing every year. And the reason for that, experts think, is because the risks are low and the profits are high. And that's the exact kind of driver that this law is kind of seeking to address.
And it's just the kind of thing that attracts organized crime. Well, the EU, which has implemented this directive, has 27 member states. So what's the process? What happens? What's the sense of how they start implementing?
Yeah, so what's next? Basically, the member states have 2 years to adapt the new legislation into their penal codes. And after that, they have to review their implementation at least once every 5 years to account in advancements in the science and our understanding of what might actually constitute an environmental crime. And actually, one country's already done this. So Belgium adapted its criminal code to include this directive even before it was passed by the European Parliament. So it kind of preempted the vote. And we're going to kind of see more and more of those adapted penal codes come online in the next year.
And you tell us a group called Stop Ecocide is campaigning the International Criminal Court to designate it as the fifth international crime, you know, up there with genocide. What's the chance of that?
Experts told me it's not a matter of if, it's more a matter of when, because the way that laws get adopted by international bodies is by first being adopted by states, just by countries, sort of as a legal precedent. So, you know, here we have the EU, one of the most major international bodies, passing this directive. It's going to require 27 countries to adopt ecocide laws. So that's sort of a big leap in the direction that many of these advocates are hoping that we'll end up.
Leila Yunus, senior staff writer with our editorial partners at Grist, writing about ecocide, the destruction of the environment, and a move to protect it and criminalize that destruction. Fascinating, Leila. Thank you.
Thank you for having me.